the afterdeath started off well enough for Snoopy R. First, there was a standard sinking feeling, followed by the blaming of everyone else, followed by the famous last thoughts. Would have fucking made it out clean if I hadn't gone back in for the fucking TV, not even fucking knew. Before Snoopy R's mind became totally captivated by his new environment. It took Snoopy R considerably longer than most to fully appreciate his situation, his position in the afterdeath. There was no hiding behind a screen, no mask of anonymity, no laughter. The sounds, smell, and sights of the afterdeath overwhelmed him. And the temperature. Snoopy R almost had time to think, fucking too fucking hot, when he was suddenly confronted by a terrifyingly large man-like creature. Snoopy R's first demon. The demon's chest and groin area caught Snoopy R's eye first, as it was festooned with dozens of flaccid, metallic-looking spiked penises. Then their eyes met. It was one-way love at first sight. Without hesitation, or even foreplay, the demon's penises grew to full erection, and he began to pant and vibrate with lust and desire. His arms snatched Snoopy R to a crushing embrace, and the penises tore into Snoopy R's flesh. He opened his mouth to scream out the agony, but the demon's mouth clapped against his, and he felt its cauterizingly hot tongue push into his mouth and begin to blisteringly tickle the roof of his mouth and the back of his scorching throat. The demon rapidly thrusted his barbed tools into Snoopy R's new orifices until he came explosively, filling his love toy with his after-deathly sperm. His paroxysmic ejaculation had resulted in multiple crushed bones. And when he finally withdrew, Snoopy R's violated body crumpled to the smoking, vermin-infested ground. Snoopy R had not managed to think a single thought during this awful greeting. He was still stunned when his wounds began to close. And it wasn't until he began to swell that he began to be himself enough to start hating again. Most of the demons left him alone during the incubation period, although some would point him out to their buddies, and they would shriek out their menacing laugh. Like a tornado of stinking hot wind. The swellings grew larger and began to hurt more than the violation had. Snoopy R began to notice movement in the gross protuberances. When the little demon fetuses began to chew their way deeper, his constant begging and mournful howling brought a watchful crowd. It could only get worse. Ah, Pook has spoken. Let it be law.